Hey everyone, my name is Dalton Mahan. You're listening to Wolverine Buzz. I'm a senior reporter slash host for this podcast, where we invite people to come as you are.
Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Crystal, filling in for Dalton this week, and today I'm sitting down with Elizabeth McEwen, who's a UVU graduate, currently pursuing a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling at Regis University. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you, Crystal. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So why don't we start with you just telling us a little about yourself?
Sure. So right now I am living in Parker, Colorado. It's just about 30 minutes south of Denver. I'm married. I have two kids. And I am a part-time personal trainer at a gym called Burn Boot Camp. I think those of you in the Utah area will probably be familiar with that gym. They're popping up everywhere. So that's what I do with most of my time. I take care of my kids. I do my personal training. And mostly I'm just very busy with school.
I bet it's hard to be a mom and a graduate student at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. It is a huge challenge. It's all the challenges of an undergraduate degree plus tummy aches and scraped knees and all kinds of shenanigans.
Keeps you on your toes, though.
Oh, yes, that is an understatement.
So when did you graduate from UVU? And what was your major?
So my major was behavioral science with an emphasis in psychology. And I graduated in January of 2013. So it's been a little bit, about 9 years.
No worries. So like, what have you been doing since then in those 9 years?
I've mostly been raising my children. I had a few odd jobs. I just found that I really missed school and the life at UVU and just constantly learning and expanding my knowledge base. I missed that life, which is part of why I decided to go back to school.
Going back a little bit, you said you missed your time at UVU. What was your favorite part of your time here?
So something wonderful that I got from my time at UVU was just all the different perspectives that I was able to draw from. Like, even in classes that I didn't necessarily enjoy, like math or science, it just helped me expand the way that I looked at the world and different perspectives. And I've learned a lot about myself as I was challenged in the way that I approached problems from different perspectives and different subjects. UVU is such a wonderful place to do that because you've got people from all walks of life and different beliefs to really expand the way you look at the world.
I agree. It really is great. What is a piece of advice that you have for current students who are trying to make their way through their degrees right now?
You know, when I was at UVU, I was so focused on making sure that I was able to get the grades I needed to get into a graduate program that I really didn't take the time to do some things that I enjoyed or take classes that weren't going to, like, you know, get me towards the master's I wanted. There were classes, like, I wanted to take a creative writing class or maybe an art class, and I didn't end up doing it because I wanted to get out, get graduated, and get into a master's program, which didn't end up happening for me for a few years anyway. But, you know, just take the time, enjoy the process, and don't be in such a hurry.
In a similar vein, what's one thing you wish you knew at the very start of your education?
You know, I have to say, like, don't expect yourself to know everything. And if there's something you're struggling with, that's okay. It's okay to not love a certain subject or to find a concept to be challenging and difficult. It doesn't mean anything about you. It just means that maybe this isn't your need. And so it's all right. So go easy on yourself, but make sure you're pushing yourself to do the best you can.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that that's really, really good advice. We all need to give ourselves a little bit of grace and let ourselves have room to make mistakes and learn and grow. So I really appreciate that. I think that's great advice.
I think that is like the most important step on the road to mastery is just learning from mistakes. Not as like a failing within yourself, just as part of the growing and learning process.
I really agree. And you know, in my design program, something that we talk about often is failing fast, because then you can, you know, dive into solving the problem that came up from that early failure, and then move on to completing the project and, you know, solving the problems and moving forward. So it's like, don't be afraid to fail, just fail fast, solve the problems, and move on.
I learned that in one of my math classes. And here's a little bit about myself. When I was first beginning at UVU, I had to take some of the like foundational math classes to get myself up to college algebra, because as a high school student, I really struggled with math. And I'll never forget what my professor said. She said, there are two types of people in the world. There are people who find themselves facing a problem and despair and go, oh my gosh, a problem. How in the world am I going to get past this problem? And then there are people who approach a problem with an eye towards possibility and ingenuity. And, you know, when you're grappling with a problem, try and look at your mindset and see which person you are in that moment.
That's really good advice. So we talked a little bit about how long it took you to come back into into starting your master's program, and a little bit like that, you know, you had missed school and that was one of the reasons you came back. Can you tell us a little more about your journey to coming back to pursuing your master's degree, and like how or why you decided to do it finally?
Man, well, I, like a lot of women, I had some children and I wanted to make sure in their early years that I was with them. But then, you know, I didn't find myself in what a lot of people call like traditional gender roles. I found myself wanting to be, you know, learning and being engaged in thought. And I wanted to be, you know, like to quote Hamilton, in the room where it happened. And I wanted to make sure that I was expanding my knowledge base. And so it had always been my plan to go back to school. And right around the time when the pandemic hit, I just like, this is the time, right when the world is falling apart, I'm going to try and like get back into things. So in the course of a few months, you know, I contacted professors, got letters of recommendation, and I submitted an application to Regis and a few other schools in the Denver area, and was accepted to Regis, and I've been loving it ever since.
That's an interesting time to do that during the depths of the pandemic. That probably added extra challenges to it.
You know, it did. But I think sometimes it takes interesting moments in our life for us to really grow and take big leaps. That's when the most potential for growth can happen. You know, when the world's shifting around you and you don't have steady footing, and it takes sometimes shaky knees and shaky footing to make a leap.
Making that transition at such a crazy time in the world. Can you tell us a little bit more about the transition into graduate school, and maybe like what has been the most rewarding part about it, but also what's been the most challenging part about returning to school?
Well, let's see. As an undergraduate, your main goal, right, is to just like get the grades to get into grad school, maybe cultivate a few relationships with professors to, you know, get in. And that's kind of your big thing there. Once you get into grad school, you know, you're training yourself to become a professional. And the idea is that, at least with my master's in mental health counseling, is that I'm going to see clients and I'm going to have skills and abilities that are going to help me work with them. So it's not just about like getting grades or passing tests anymore. It's about building up a usable knowledge base. And so you kind of have to have a shift in your thinking in a like kind of abstract sense that someday I'll be in grad school and I'll be thinking about getting into programs to I'm going to become a professional and I have to think of how to be a professional. So that's kind of a mind-bending switch. But it's very rewarding because you have something solid that you're really working for, right? Like, I don't know, that's wonderful. And just the just kind of the rigor of a graduate program can be kind of rewarding in itself. Like the work can be a little harder than undergraduate programs, but like you just get to drink more deeply and dive deeper into topics that are interesting versus like, you know, I don't really have to take math or American history anymore as a graduate student. And everything I'm studying is interesting and something I'm passionate about. So that's really great. But, you know, more rigorous, more challenging, a lot more work, especially if you're taking multiple courses at once. It's not unusual to have 5 chapters to read in one class and maybe 5 in another. I've had classes, actually a class that I'm in right now, where before the class started, it was expected that I would be reading like 8 chapters of the text and maybe write a paper. So the standards are definitely higher.
But that's also more stimulating. Like you said, that can be both a pro and a con.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, you just have the potential to really dive deep into the literature and what you're studying in a way that's kind of difficult in an undergraduate program. Because undergraduate programs kind of give you a wide general base of knowledge, and graduate school is a lot more specific to certain topics or areas.
So what advice do you have for students who may be wanting to go on for further degrees, like entering a master's or doctorate program?
Oh, yeah. Definitely talk with some of your academic advisors that you have at UVU. It's their job to help you figure out what requirements are for graduate programs, different programs in your area. So just to have a good understanding of what you want to do. Depending on your degree, you might need to have service hours or different courses completed. So just have an understanding of what those things might be like. And a huge thing in getting into graduate programs are letters of recommendation from your professors. So cultivate relationships with professors that you think you would have, like, be able to give you a good letter of recommendation. And always ask that beforehand. If you're asking a professor for a letter of recommendation, ask that you can, if they would be comfortable giving you a good letter of recommendation. So make sure you have that. Very important if you want to move on to a graduate degree.
Great advice. I might not have realized that. I mean, it makes sense, but I might not have realized it.
Yeah, that's very important because there have been stories I've heard about students who've asked professors that they only knew a little bit for letters of recommendation, and the professors will write them letters that aren't very great or sometimes bad letters because the students won't bother to read them. So make sure a good letter of recommendation. And make sure to follow up with the professors afterwards because professors get really busy. They have a lot of work to do. So if you ask a professor for a letter of recommendation, and usually there are deadlines to graduate programs, you know, check in with them if it's been a week. Like, hey, I just wonder how this is going. If you need any help like writing this letter, I'd be happy to help you. And always be grateful for their time because they're making a special time for you to write this letter.
Such That's good advice. You have all the tips and tricks.
Yeah, I've been through this rodeo before.
Well, this has been great. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to me. That's all the questions I have for you, but thanks for coming on the show, and I hope that you have a good rest of your night and that you have a lot of good fortune moving forward.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on, Crystal. Take care.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Wolverine Buzz. Tune in to next week's interview. If you have any questions, comments about our podcast, or would like to be interviewed, reach out to us at UVU Review on Instagram, asking for the producer at Wolverine Buzz. Have a great day.